We'll do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter number 4977. Baruch Hashem, the 25th day of Kislev, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Marenu Yehoshua Sheyichya. Shua Shpetman, this was his name. So the Rebbe writes to him, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, after an interruption, it was pleasant for me to receive your letter from Monday about the good news about the Fabrengen, Isvadus, and that the people were discussing with each other. He quotes from the verse, Nidbiru Yire Hashem Ishel Reyu, those who fear God were speaking to one another, basically meaning that they were discussing, you know, matters of strengthening your religion and things like that. Especially, the Rebbe said, based on what we heard many times from our holy Rebbes, our leaders, that the day of Yutes Kislev is the Rosh Hashanah. That's the Rosh Hashanah for the teaching of Hasidus and for the ways of Hasidus. So, why do we call it Rosh and not Tchila? Rosh means the head. Tchila means the beginning. Why do we say Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year? Why don't we say the beginning of the year? Because just like the head includes in itself the vitality of all the limbs, and from the head pipelines of vitality extend to all the limbs in their place, meaning the head keeps and extends the vitality into the older limbs while it stays in its place. Same thing is for Rosh Hashanah and the days that of the years that follow. That meaning that the blessings and the inspiration of Rosh Hashanah, it's a head. It keeps on vitalizing the rest of the years. And the Rebbe prays that let it be that Tomit Kol Hayamim, meaning all days, you should give good news as it relates to the community matters, public matters, and also in your personal matters, in good health, a wide mind. And the Rebbe is also enclosing what he had published lately. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you are going to merit the ideas that were in that publication, the many people, so that the merit of the many who will learn from the ideas that you will share with them will be upon you. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing. In the bottom, there's also a PS. A note that you included in your letter will be read at an auspicious time on the holy Tzion, the resting place of my father. The Rebbe wrote the title here. So here the Rebbe is first of all very satisfied that he's writing after interruption about the Fabrengen, about the gathering of the Hasidim over there in which they were, which was the Rosh Hashanah for Hasidus. Rebbe points out that means that it's like the head continues to give the energy throughout the year. The Rebbe is also giving, asks him to praise that he should always be able to give good news. And the Rebbe also enclosed that which had been published recently. And the Rebbe said he will read the note on the Ohel, on the Holy Tzion, of the Rebbe during an auspicious time. The Rebbe would always go to the Ohel, and he would always take along with himself the letters that came from the people, and the Rebbe would read it at the Ohel. The Rebbe always felt that he was just an intermediary to bring the blessings of the previous Rebbe to the people. He's just like, that's what the Rebbe felt, so that's what the Rebbe said he would do.